From KXEI Studios in Tucson, Arizona, this is Thesis Thursday, where we sit down with our friends from the university to ask them about what they're working on. I like to know about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Mac McGraw. Welcome to KXEI, Mac.
Hello, it's great to be here.
So what do you do at the old U?
I'm actually a sophomore this year, and I am double majoring in pre-physiology and molecular and cellular biology with a minor in health and human values.
Are you doing any lab work?
I work in the PAPAS lab, which is through Bio5 and the UA Department of Surgery. And we're actually working on different methods to treat type 1 diabetes, which is really interesting to me because I actually have type 1 diabetes myself.
For the listeners out there, what's the difference between type 1, type 2? Is there a type 3?
The main two are type 1 and type 2. And the big difference is type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease that has a large genetic basis to it. So what I always like to tell people is no matter what I did in terms of my diet or what choices I did in terms of exercise, you will get type 1 eventually if your body is predisposed to it. Type 2 is the much more common form of diabetes. That type of diabetes is based on more of a metabolic basis. So it's not like you have to, you know, eat too much sugar and all these things that people like to throw around. That one is more based on other factors aside from just genetics like type 1. What I'm working on is something called cellular encapsulation, which is just a really fancy way of saying we are taking different cells that can produce insulin and plant them in somebody. So either subcutaneously or through what's called a kidney capsule. And basically all those mean putting this device in different parts of the body. I like to think of it kind of as a tea bag. So what happens is these cells are packaged into this little shielded membrane that the immune system can't attack, but the holes are just small enough where insulin can be released, but the immune system can't get in. So it kind of takes the autoimmune disease aspect of type 1 away because now you have the cells inside your body, they're making insulin just as they would in your pancreas, but the immune system can't go in and attack them, which is really important, especially when you're trying to treat type 1. And what I'm specifically working on is looking at the ideal cell culture conditions for these cells as insight to see what we can do in terms of our oxygenation requirements and our media requirements and, you know, all those not so fun aspects of the cellular encapsulation.
Is this a thing that people all over the world do already, or is this a new thing that you're making?
Yeah, so this is a brand new technology. The idea of encapsulation has been around for a while, but it is not a therapy that is currently used for type 1 diabetes. Most people with type 1 either do insulin injections every day using a syringe, and then other people like myself use an insulin pump instead. But what's great about the cellular encapsulation technology is that you do not have to worry about dosing insulin because the cells that make the insulin are already inside your body and they know when to release insulin when they need to.
That sounds life-changing.
Yes, that is an understatement. Making the device small enough and comfortable enough for people is something that's, you know, very important, and we can't take any shortcuts for that.
Thank you. Thank you for the awesome work you're doing. It sounds like it's going to take a while, but you're onto something.
Oh yeah, for sure. And it's just really cool because I know in a way, you know, this device might be in myself in the future, which is really weird to think about, you know, the more I think about that.
Well, while you're thinking about the future, what are your plans after you graduate?
I'm not too sure if I want to go down the research route, if I want to continue with this medical path, or maybe even do a combination of both through, you know, like an MD PhD program. So I guess I'll have to, you know, get back to you on that and tell you what I end up deciding.
Take your time. It's a big decision.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yes, I do. I'll listen to everything from rap to alternative to pop music, EDM even. So a good mix of everything. One of the bands I'm really into is AJR. During the pandemic, they actually had these YouTube streams where they'd go through their project files and like talk through how they produced everything. And it was just really cool to see that process kind of play out.
It's like it's the music of the future.
Oh yeah. For sure. I agree with that.
Thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday today, Mac.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.